odds that the correct value, the, I think the, so they're both so incredibly wildly different, that, how do I say this? I think the true answer, what's the best way to say this? If we're going with science is the best way to figure out things about the natural world, then I would say that the true answer is probably going to be very close to the answer we have today, which again is like a billion percent different than the quote unquote biblical answer. But if you believe the Bible is like the truth or whatever, then that biblical answer has to be, well, I don't know. This is very odd. So what's your,
so when discussing your belief versus, versus another belief, what you're doing is you're pre-assuming that 13.4 billion is closer to the correct answer than 6,000 is closer to the correct answer. But I am just saying you don't have the correct answer to make that determination. 1 year, 2024 could be closer to the correct, but that's arbitrary. I can't prove it here nor there, but neither can you. We don't know. So it's not good evidence. And so I'm just saying, I'm not discrediting.
You don't think that scientific evidence is good evidence because the answer could be something different? This is just hard solipsism.
I think the way you're getting to the number is good. I think the accuracy of the conclusion is infallible. I think it's not an accurate determination to justify and warrant a solid belief system that and to not question it. I believe there's enough possibilities of inaccuracy to at least question it. But
when was the last time a religious belief was tested?
Well, we test them every day, but when was the last time infinity was tested?
Give me an example.
You test them. Your podcast is a testament that we question religious beliefs. And
well, I'm not religious. When does scientists actively?
Your viewers are, and when you question your viewers, you are questioning a religious belief, a religious testament.
No, that's not what I mean. Okay, scientists are constantly doing science, and there have been paradigm shifts in science where long-held scientific beliefs have been rendered either incorrect or very incomplete. That doesn't happen in religion. The Pope doesn't go around reading all of those old manuscripts in the vault and saying, oh, son of a...
They don't question themselves.
Jesus is not God. That's simply not even allowed to take place.
Right. They're not allowed to question themselves. That's why we have outliers to make sure to do it for them, because they're not allowed to. They will be disowned from their faith, family, and religion. And I agree with you. But there are outliers that do question it on a daily basis. What doesn't get questioned on a daily basis, from my point of view, from what I see, is infinity. And all I am saying is that I have never witnessed a finite value producing calculating an infinite outcome.
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
On the backward ends of it, I don't think it's humanly possible for infinity to reduce down to a finite outcome, or a finite value, or a finite number.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I'm just saying that it is my belief that if I can prove and I can show and witness finite in my reality, an infinity cannot reduce down to a finite outcome. If I can produce finite outcomes,
what would that prove or disprove?
That we are finite. This universe is finite, and we come from a finite source, and that there is an end, and there may possibly
who said that, though?
We may possibly be on a ball, a perfect sphere, in the center of a finite void.
That wouldn't prove or disprove God. It wouldn't prove or disprove anything we know about science.
God, as we describe him, this would not prove that indefinitely. What this would do, though, is if I can prove that we are in a finite spectrum, a finite realm, a finite environment, if you will, then I can then that would only mean that there is a beginning and an end. If we are in the middle, that would mean we are equal distance to both the beginning and the end on every in every direction. And gravity,
what the core. What are you trying to? Trying to prove or disprove something, or do you have your? Is this just? What are you doing? I don't understand this.
Well, first, it's one thing leads to another. First, I just wanted to try. I wanted to prove the finite existence of everything. But once you come to that conclusion, you automatically can only move within a finite realm of thinking, which just makes you start thinking. And I'm thinking, what is at the end of this finite void of ours? And is it possible to get there? And I would answer no. I would answer there are confines that we have to relate to. Gasoline is an issue. Finite amounts of gasoline. Age. We are on a time frame. We can say it's 80 years. Some people live to 100. Who knows? The Bible says like thousands of years. Who knows? The number doesn't matter. The point is we are finite. We will never reach that point of relativity.
So, okay, tell me what you think about what you think about this. Like the thing about everything or like infinity is when you really stop to think about it, not just like think but feel it, is that it's kind of happening all at once, right? So like right now there's a bird somewhere you'll never see, it's perched on a branch, you'll never know it existed, and yet its tiny heartbeat is just as real as yours. Right? So the clouds, for example, the clouds drift in patterns that look random, but are actually the result of forces that are vast and ancient. So to call them random, it kind of feels almost disrespectful. And like, maybe that's the point. Yeah, maybe that's the point. Maybe all these little unnoticed details are part of some grand choreography that nobody's watching, except maybe the choreographer itself. So like, do you ever notice how clocks tick louder when you're trying to fall asleep, as if like time itself becomes sort of self-conscious? It's like the universe is whispering, you're still here.
Well, but I was going to answer your question.
I don't know. Then again, it's just a clock, but I mean, it kind of makes you wonder who decided that forward is the only direction that time should even move.
Well, time is linear. And the reason we came to that is because you can die and can't come back to life. So we've come to the conclusion that time is linear in those regards.
Yeah. So I got to tell you something real quick. What I did was I went to ChatGPT and I said, write a rambling paragraph about absolutely nothing, but make it sound deep. Uh-huh. And you kind of thought that it made sense.
Got it.